Melmoth, written by Sarah Perry and read by Amelia Fox.
Keep your mind in hell and despair not. Sir Lewin the Athenite, quoted in Love's Work by Gillian Rose. J.A. Hoffman, care of the National Library of the Czech Republic, December 2016.
My dear Dr. Prajan, how deeply I regret that I must put this document in your hands and so make you the witness to what I have done. Many times you said to me, Joseph, what are you writing? What have you been doing all this time? My friend, I would not tell you, because I have been the watchman at the door. But now my pen is dry, the door is open, and something's waiting there that will turn what small regard you have for me to ruins. I can bear that well enough, since I never deserved your regard. But I am afraid for you, because beyond the threshold only one light shines, and it's far more dreadful than the dark. 10 days have passed, and all the while I have been thinking only of my fault. My fault, my most grievous fault. I do not sleep. I feel her eyes on me, and with hope and dread I turn, but find I'm all alone. I walk through the city in the dark and think I hear her footsteps, and I find that I'm holding out my hand. But she offered me her hand once, and I doubt she'll offer it again. I leave this document in the custody of the library with instructions that it should be delivered to you when next you are at your desk. Forgive me. She is coming. J. A. Hoffman.
Part 1. Look. It is winter in Prague. Night is rising in the mother of cities and over her thousand spires. Look down at the darkness around your feet, in all the lanes and alleys, as if it were a soft black dust swept there by a broom. Look at the stone apostles on the old Charles Bridge and at all the blue-eyed jackdaws on the shoulders of St. John of Nepomuk. Look. She is coming over the bridge, head bent down to the whitening cobblestones. Helen Franklin, 42, neither short nor tall, her hair neither dark nor fair. On her feet, boots which serve from November to March, and her mother's steel watch on her wrist. A table salt glitter of hard snow falling on her sleeve, her shoulder. Her neat coat, belted, as colourless as she is, 9 years worn. Across her breast, a narrow satchel strap. In the satchel, her afternoon's work. Instructions for the operation of a washing machine, translated from German into English. And a green, uneaten apple. What might commend so drab a creature to your sight? When overhead the low clouds split and the upturned bowl of a silver moon pours milk out on the river. Nothing at all. Nothing, that is, but this. These hours, these long minutes of this short day must be the last when she knows nothing of Melmoth. When thunder is just thunder and a shadow only darkness on the wall. If you could tell her now, step forward, take her wrist and whisper,